The Trump administration has announced new sanctions on Cuba in an effort to increase pressure on Havana to end its support of Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro. As part of the new sanctions, restrictions will be placed on non-family travel to Cuba, as well as on the amounts of money Cuban Americans can send to relatives on the island. The Wire's Georgina McKay spoke to Sujata Fernandez, Professor of Political Economy and Sociology at the University of Sydney, about the implications this will have on Cuban citizens and the country's relationship with the US.
This is about two things. I think it's partly about saving face, right, is that the U.S. is promoting the president of the National Assembly in Venezuela, Guaido, recognizing him as a president of Venezuela. Their attempts at sort of regime change, their attempts at overthrowing the government of Venezuela, it hasn't really worked. It's been a bit of a failure, and I think going after Cuba right now and trying to show that they're, you know, exercising force against Cuba, that they're being tough on Cuba, I think is in some ways trying to distract from the fact that their venture in Venezuela hasn't really worked out. Secondly, I think this is a sort of electoral move. It's about trying to win over supporters, particularly the sort of more hardline communities in Florida who've been in favor of action against the Cuban government. And I think they're trying to shore up that support. So I think it's an electoral move as well as, you know, an attempt to try to distract from their efforts in Venezuela.
What implications will these sanctions have on Cuban and Cuban American citizens?
One of the things that they're doing is that they've reduced the amount of remittances so that it's only $1,000 of remittances every month that Cuban Americans are able to send back to their families in Cuba. Under the Obama administration, he had made that unlimited. So it's going to mean that Cuban Americans are not able to help their families as much. Trump has also restricted travel. Now, he hasn't yet restricted the ability of Cuban Americans to travel back and visit their families, even though I think that's now reduced the amount of times they can go. And I think it's just 1 3-month period a year. The Trump administration has reduced, you know, all the other categories of travel, making it harder for people to go to Cuba as tourists. So that is going to have a big impact in Cuba. Like, the lower remittances is going to mean that families there who are pretty much reliant across the Caribbean, you know, many of these economies are reliant on remittances being sent from abroad. That's going to make it a lot tougher for Cubans and Cuban families. Tourism is definitely going to suffer a hit from this, you know, for the Cuban economy, which is now highly reliant not only on remittances, but also on the income from tourism. That's going to make it a lot tougher. And basically all of the kinds of attempts at harassment and at restricting the sort of relationship between Americans and Cubans and reducing the kinds of economic openings that had begun under the Obama administration and the policy of normalization. So, for instance, Cuba is fairly reliant on Venezuela for oil, and the U.S. government started sanctioning the companies and the ships that bring over oil to Cuba. They're really just trying on every front to make it more difficult.
Do you think this will have an impact on immigration between Cuba and the United States at all?
I actually read recently, since the ending of the wet foot policy of last year, you know, when they entered into U.S. soil, they were automatically given a path to citizenship and they were allowed entry into the U.S. And since that policy ended a year ago, I have recently heard that there have been a lot more Cubans entering along with Central American migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border and other places, and along with those migrants, along with Haitian migrants and all the other sort of typical routes. And I think this will probably mean that they're going to be entering in higher numbers.
How do you think this will impact the U.S.'s relationship with Cuba?
All it's doing is reversing all of the efforts that were put into place under the Obama administration to develop a closer relationship with Cuba, to break down some of the long-time barriers, to reduce the embargo. The Trump administration has taken a completely opposite stance, which is open regime change. They've just shown that they're not willing to try to have dialogue. They've shown that they're not willing to try to sort of come to agreements that could benefit both populations and to get rid of the old Cold War policies that have really done nothing but damage to the Cuban economy and damage to the relationship between Americans and Cubans. And so by pursuing this relationship, they're really just putting U.S.-Cuba relationship back into the Cold War era.
Do you foresee Cuba giving into this pressure from the U.S.?
I don't think so. Firstly, Cuba is much more dependent on Venezuela than it is on the U.S. They receive 55,000 barrels a day of oil from Venezuela. That's way more important to them than anything they get from the U.S. And so I think on a purely economic level, Cuba will remain steadfastly a Venezuelan ally. But I also think on a political and an ideological and symbolic level, these two nations have ties going back a long way. And I think, in fact, the U.S. sanctions are going to have the opposite effect. They're going to make Cuba even more determined And to some degree, I think the US must realize that these sanctions are in some ways just a show of force, a show of might, and they've never worked.
Sujata Fernandez, Professor of Political Economy and Sociology at the University of Sydney, speaking to The Wire's Georgina McKay.